Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
enjoying a chuck dump.
Of course, several. This isn't paid, by the way. This is not paid whatsoever. But the best choc tops are Valhalla.
Yeah, they are,
they
actually.
They are very good.
100%.
They are very good.
Yeah, I'll fight anyone on it. I go to...
Well, no one wants to fight you.
Why do you take
Why do you take everything to physical attack?
My childhood.
I love it. Van Diemen's choc top, and you've got, I'll fight you!
I love Silver Spoon. Don't you dare!
No, we don't have time to cover my childhood, but that's why I see a psychologist.
Yeah, exactly. And good for you for working on yourself. That's good. But no, Valhalla choc tops are very good.
They are. I go to Hill Street and I like the vanilla ones. Mm. That's how you order them, by the way. You go to Hill Street and you go, hey guys, Jimmy sent me here. I heard you guys have.
Yeah. There's a new version. And then they'll ask, what flavor do you want?
And I go, vanilla.
Yeah.
A chocolatey toppity.
Chocolatey toppity! Oh.
But the problem is, I'm just a vanilla guy because, I'm going to defend vanilla here.
All right.
Because.
Mate, you're defending a lot here. If someone says.
I'll fight anyone who says
vanilla's not the best flavor.
I think vanilla is the best because the thing about the choc top is it's about the choc that is on the top. Because you need the right consistency.
Absolutely.
It needs to be the right thickness. You don't want it too thin. You don't want it too thick.
It also needs to be the right amount of frozen. If it's too hard, it's not good. Yeah. If it's too soft, it'll melt.
Correct. And then the cone. The cone has to be crunchy, not too hard on your teethies. It also has to have ice cream all the way to the point.
Correct. Yep.
And you don't want the cone to be soft.
Yes.
What are the ones...
And that's why I think the cone and the chocolates are actually the hero of said... So I think sometimes when you put flavour in there, it can take away from the chocolatey and the toppity.
I love the caramel ones.
Salted caramel is my second favourite.
I like the... What's the brand that
Strawberry? No, that's
Boysenberry.
Too much.
Yes.
Nah, no. Not a fan of boysenberry.
Reminds me of my childhood.
What? On the boysenberry farm?
No, getting boysenberry chocolates in the movies with my nan.
Picking the berries, were you?
Had to pick them with your toes.
What?
Because you have to be gentle with the boysenberry.
And then we had to get a big barrel and we had to squash them
down.
Churn our own butter, didn't we?
Come on, little Gracie, we gotta push the balls and berries down for the Valhalla screams.
Gracie play with sticks and a wheel going down there, didn't ya?
What's the brand that has the chocolate right down the bottom?
So
there's Drumstick?
Yeah.
I really like
that. Or Cornetto.
Cornetto? I've got nothing against Cornetto and Drumstick, but I feel like they're mass produced.
They're not choc tops. They're just different ice creams.
Correct. Yeah, you're right. Because they just got chocolate and nut in the top.
Yeah.
I just like the classic choc. Do one.
That's how they used to say it on the boys' berry farm.
With Jimmy and Nate.
Oh, choo-choo Tuesday, guys. Get on board the Hobart radio train. Jimmy and Nate, the tickets are free with us, guys. Anyone is allowed to be on board, Jim.
Tickets are free with us, and it's air what tickets aren't free. And don't message us for them because we're not giving them to you.
Seriously, stop it and stop saying it to us on the street in person.
Yeah.
That is the same thing as messaging us.
Massive round of applause for the Jack Jumpers,
Nate. Oh, wow. History. History.
The messages are coming in thick and fast from people saying, Jimmy and Ace, how are you? Someone messaged me last night, Jimmy, how are you? How's the depression going? Hope things are well.
Well, he's checking in. He's obviously watched a couple of your videos.
Anyway, you got tickets to the...
Oh, no.
Someone messaged my girlfriend who worked with her 10 years ago.
Oh.
Said, hey, long time, haven't been touched. How are you? Any chance you could chat to Jimmy and see if I can get some tickets?
The worst with Instagram is they know what's kind of been going on in your life. So they can kind of scroll back a bit and be like, oh, Nate, how good was your birthday in 2019? Anyway, got any tickets?
Now, another round of applause.
Yeah.
This is huge.
I cannot believe this. This is incredible. What a game last night.
Knocking off the number one team and defending champions, Melbourne United. What a game.
Yeah.
What a game.
There was a lot of pressure on early. Chris Golding was out. Mm. Arguably Melbourne United's best player.
A calf injury, I believe.
Yeah. So there was some pressure. People were like, oh, maybe Jack Thompson. But no, it was a great game. You and I stayed up last night. Unfortunately, we couldn't be there. But you can see a lot of the action on the socials at Jimmy and Nath.
Yeah.
We had friends and family there were sending us videos, and we're back.
Yeah.
We're back, baby, this Sunday.
MyState Bank Arena. You and I, after the game, we had a little FaceTime. Last night. My partner Meg was asleep. I was lying in bed, and I was like, Jackies are on the march! And she rolled over and she goes, shh. I was so excited.
Well, you both watched it.
And then she went to bed. Yeah.
And then that's when Nath got very active on the socials. Started texting everyone.
So you know, I can't do two things at once. Nah. But God, how good was it? It was for not Josh Adams, JA.
Well, actually, we're probably doing too much, Nath. What I've done is producer Grace.
Oh, yeah, of course, the breakdown.
Yeah, notorious sports fan.
Oh, love sports. Never been to a game.
Never been to a game.
Never watched a game on TV.
I won't get many people a ticket. But would you like me to try and get you a ticket to the finals?
I mean, maybe, but I feel like I shouldn't take up a space for someone who really wants to be there.
When I say that, you can follow Nath around, film us, and do the socials.
Oh, I could do that, yeah.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah.
Now, I've sent you a box score.
All right,
a box score is the breakdown of the scores and the stats of a basketball game.
Ooh,
and I thought, rather Nath and I summarise last night's game.
Yep.
Or just handball this one to producer Grace.
Yeah.
So whenever you're ready.
So huge congrats to the Jack Jumpers who played against, obviously, Melbourne United.
Good start.
The game ended with a score of 73 goals to 76 goals. And OJ...
No, let her go and then we can do feedback afterwards.
Luol Aquil Jr. did a two-point dunk made and Melbourne United trailed by three. Congrats to M. McIntosh.
The problem with this is it really takes
this is
a
like
sting
another
out.
Language. Jack Jumpers 28 to 70. What
the
part
problem
do I read?
Is it really takes the sting out of the victory.
Sting, Jack Jumper nice.
Yeah, because ants sting.
Who was the leading point scorer for the Jack Jumpers?
Probably M. McIntosh.
No.
S. McDaniel?
It's there in front of you.
It's the one with the
right hand side.
The biggest
left
number.
3-0.
3-0.
Yeah, and what's that say? Next to it.
I'm Josh Jay Adams.
Yeah,
Josh Adams. There's a lot of people starting with Jay.
Jack Jumpers.
Jack Jumpers. Josh.
Jack
McVay, and then obviously Jay Majette.
And that is
Jordan. Josh. Jack.
We're on the march again, guys. We are back, MyState Bank Arena, this Sunday.
Perfect way to spend Mother's Day.
Oh, the grand final. The Jackies have done it, guys. Here's Luca Brasi. Jackies are on the march. Shot it. Our Tasmania Jack Jumpers are in the grand final, guys. Their first ever season in the NBL. And they are in the big dance in the playoffs. Of course, the first one this Friday against the Sydney Kings. Massive victory, knocking off the number one team last night, Jim.
Yeah, huge. Really unbelievable. I'll be honest. Like, I'm a sports fan.
Yeah.
Basketball is my favourite sport.
Hello, sports fans.
Hello. I'll try and sport it up for you because we sported it down with producer Grace. But you know what? Well done, producer Grace.
Thank you.
You did exactly what I thought you would.
I think I did a truly terrible job, but it hit the mark of what you wanted.
Yeah,
yes.
100%.
Because there were people in their cars who, look, they'll be honest, there are people out there who aren't sports fans.
Yeah.
Who would have been driving their cars going, I'm with Grace. This is all silly.
Don't care. Move on.
Cause of Grace is coming up. What are we doing for Cause of Grace?
Maybe.
Jack Jumper scores.
No, there's some Chris Hemsworth news, but I don't know if I want to steal that from you guys because you love doing
that. No, you can do it.
All right.
I'll let you do it because we're going to probably go sport heavy on this show, so you can have Chris Hemsworth.
Sorry.
It's big.
I know it is. I just happened to breathe heavily.
You've had your moment to bring the mood
down. You can turn my mic off anytime.
I need that. We need to get that audio.
100%.
You can turn my mic off anytime.
Yeah,
I'll get it.
I'll also remember that for eternity now.
Yeah. No, it's incredible. Like, you know, for their first year in a competition to now have made the finals. It's the first time ever in the NBL that the third and fourth to the bottom teams have both made the finals. And, you know, when you go back, even I did at the start of the season, no offense to the boys, shout out to them. I stayed up last night editing some videos together on the socials at Jimmy and Nath. But I had questions.
100%. 100% I had questions. There was a point where I was like, I think we were in front by,
I think 9 points or something in the third quarter, and I was like, oh, Melbourne will come back here, which they did. Mm. And then we were in front by five, 30 seconds to go, and I was like, Melbourne aren't coming back. We're going to the big dance, baby. Cannot believe it. Absolutely unreal. Because, I mean, as we've said many times, we were ridden off from the very start by all the NBL professionals,
yeah,
weren't we?
Including me. I'm not a professional, but I definitely had some questions. Mm. I mean, a new team coming in, there's no culture, there's no history, and they've managed to do that in a very short amount of time. And that one of the things, like, you can see it in our story at Jimmy Nath, and I know I'm just giving out the round of applause willy-nilly at the moment, Nath, but another one to all the people that travelled.
Yeah.
Because there were moments last night where you couldn't hear the Melbourne crowd. Mm. You could. I actually thought I might have been hearing things on the TV. I thought, is my brain broken? Yeah. Because I could hear March, yeah. March. And I was like, well, they're not playing that in the arena in Melbourne, so it must be the crowd.
Imagine if they were playing it in the arena.
So this cool song called Jackies Are on the March. Do you know what it's about? We've just really gotten around it. Like, yeah. You know, it is more than a sporting team. You know, like, there are people who've never been to a sporting game outside of Producer Grace who are going to these games and just having such a great time. Kids who are just, you know, wearing the jerseys, bouncing a basketball. Like, you know, that's the thing that, you know, side note really quickly, that upsets me that we don't have an AFL team because we are a football state. And this is how we would have got around said team.
Well, the sense of pride is just so eminent within Tassie, isn't it? Like, it is incredible. As you said, that many people went up. I think they said the number was just over 500 Tasmanians flew up there and went into the stadium. And even with just 500 in a stadium of, say, 10 to 12,000, as you said, you could hear it. You could hear the Tasmanians and feel their passion through the TV. Absolutely incredible.
I don't actually have the number off the top of my head for how much that stadium fits.
Yeah.
But I think it is towards the 8 to 10 something.
It's a big number. Yeah.
Anyway, they didn't have as many people as we did.
Yeah, incredible,
isn't it? So there was only about 4,200 there last night, and we had about 4,600 there on Saturday. Yeah. So we were packed out.
My State Bank Arena is a bigger crowd.
Yeah. And it was just a different crowd. Like, it was like people who didn't want to get out of their seats. Yep. And I love the rambunctious nature.
Oh, how good's the rambunctious nature?
No? Is that not a word?
It is. It's rambunctious.
What I say.
You're saying
mic's off.
Got a bit of a Hemsworth update for you.
Oh.
It's time for another Hemsworth update.
Hey, this is Chris Hemsworth.
Hey, I'm Liam Hemsworth. Oh, hello, boys.
Hello, boys.
Thank you for letting us do that.
No, that's okay.
The Gossip Grace opener.
Mm. It was a lot. That's all right. Sad news for Chris Hemsworth, who unfortunately got roasted by a mate during a recent...
The roast of Chris Hemsworth.
Roasted by a mate?
What's wrong with that? He got roasted by a mate during a recent...
Did you write that or is that written?
No, I copy-pasted it. During a recent fishing trip when his fishing line got caught in a tree.
Hey, Hemsy, what'd you catch, mate? What'd you get? He's got the tree.
He's got a bit of
colour. He's got the tree.
Just leafing in there. Leafing in there, he says.
Roasted.
He got roasted by a mate saying, what'd you catch there, Hemi? Hemsy? What's the... This is why you guys normally do the Hemsworth update.
It is.
Yeah.
You said you wanted to do it.
No, it was a very slow gossip day this morning, I'll be honest.
We said to you, because we were doing a lot of sports stuff, you had free range for this.
I know.
So that's fine.
There just wasn't any gossip I wanted to do. Chris captioned the vid, geez, how good's fishing? Damn, I'm good at it. Smiley face.
We're just recapping what's on Chris's Instagram.
Yeah, isn't that what you guys do with a Crimsworth update?
Crimsworth?
Oh, what about Crips updates?
Oh.
We're just updates on what the Crips ambassador's doing.
Crips.
Hello, boys.
So have you not added any flavour to this? Have you just straight copied and pasted it?
No.
You don't like this at all.
It's I don't, fishing, I'll be honest. But Chris I thought you guys might like it.
But we said we got the jackhammer stuff.
I know, but there wasn't anything else.
Grace, this was your opportunity to really bring in the people who don't like sport.
You could have done ABBA.
There's no ABBA news.
Make it up.
I can't just make up gossip.
Yeah, give me some ABBA news.
ABBA's still around.
There you go. And they're all back. All the sport haters. Wow, did you hear today? ABBA's still around, guys.
They call me 30. They call me 24. They call me 12. They call me 73. That's not my age. That's not my age. That's not my age. It's the age game.
Yeah, that's right, Hobart. 131060. Jump on the phones right now if you have an age. We want to get to know you, ask a few questions. Both Jimmy and I will lock in an age. Best bit about it for you, Hobart. If we get it wrong, you win. 131060. If you want to play, and producer Grace is the official scorekeeper.
Yeah, I am adding up the difference between your guesses and our callers' actual ages. Whoever ends the year with the lowest overall difference in years wins. And last week, both of you were off by just 4 years, but 4 years on either side, which was fun.
This scoring is much better than reading the Jack Jumper scores.
Well, because I know what I'm talking about here, kind of.
By the way, that video is up everywhere, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at Jimmy Nath. Get around it.
I loved it. It was great. Nath is leading with a difference of 99 years, which in any other year would be terrible, but you're doing okay this year.
Mate, you just take the years it comes, don't you, Jim? Take the years it comes.
Certainly do.
Jimmy is on 106 years. So there's 7 years between you. One of you needs to blow out.
No, it's absolutely anybody's game. Absolutely anybody's game.
It is.
You know what I mean? Jim gets it on the knocker today. I'm 10 off. Bang. All over.
we stop playing?
Yep.
This is it. All
over. Yeah, it's all over.
Wait, so what's the difference?
So
7 years.
7 years.
So if I somehow...
If you get it right today and I'm 10 years off...
You'll call the game.
I'll call the game.
Okay. Right, so I've got to get it.
No cheating.
No cheating.
Okay, I've got to get it, but you also...
I need to be 10 years off.
I don't know how we could cheat that either, because your guess is you.
I don't know.
Even if I got it right.
Yeah, but just, I don't know.
No cheating.
Let's just make it a bit more interesting today. The game is over for the season.
Forever. No, we'll never do it again.
Never again.
Never again. I made a trophy and everything.
Yeah, it's
out of paper.
It's bloody cardboard, mate.
It is glittered foam.
Get that, Grab.
It is glittered.
Get me, it is glittered.
If I get it and you're 10 years off, we never play this.
100%. We will never play it again because we've predicted it.
Yeah.
Okay. 131060.
Ed will give away the glittered foam statue.
Trophy.
Potato.
Garbage. Hey! That's right, Jim. Everybody has an age. This is where we challenge ourselves to guess how old certain listeners are. Special round today because it's come with the precondition that if you get it spot on and I'm 10 years off, then that is the end of the age game forever. Just to make it a bit more interesting.
Never play it again.
All right, Bo from Mount Field playing this morning. Hi, Bo. How are you?
Hi, boys. How are we?
Are we good, Bowie? What are you up to this morning?
It's on the way to work, mate.
Work. What do you do for work, Bo?
Got an earth moving business.
Earth moving.
Earth moving. Okay.
How long have you been doing that for, Bo?
Probably that many years.
Yeah, that many years.
That many years.
That many years. Too many to count. You don't even want to.
Mate.
You don't want to.
Only got 10 fingers.
Okay. You married, Bowie?
Yes, mate, yes.
Okay, got any kids?
Yes, one.
One kid.
Got a favourite?
Yeah, only one.
Only one, yeah.
What's your kid's name, Bo?
Bell.
Great name.
Bo, you watched the Jack Jumpers victory last night?
Oh, I did not.
You did not? You're a basketball fan?
Oh, I am not.
I'm not, no, fair enough.
You're a footy fan, Bo?
I'll have some tickets, though.
Good, Bo.
Sell them, Bo. Sell it. Get that money.
Are you like watching you watch the footy, Bo?
Every now and again, mate.
Yeah.
What do you watch? If you got to sit down and put something on the telly, what are you going to have a look at?
Oh, I don't mind a bit of Gold Rush or something like that, you know?
Gold Rush. Bit of Gold Rush.
One of my mates loves that. Froths it like so hard.
I always see it on the TVs. I'm like, what's this show about? Bo, you travelled much in your time?
Oh, yeah, a little bit, mate. Yeah, been out of Australia once.
Oh, nice. Where'd you go?
Vancouver Island.
Vancouver Island. Okay.
Where's your favourite place to visit in Tassie, Bo?
Probably be the National Park Hotel.
National Park Hotel.
Yeah, a few frothies, Bo.
Yeah, we'll have a couple there, won't we?
you got a go-to frothy.
Yeah, Great Northern, mate.
Great Northern. The beer from up here.
I'm surprised Bo didn't join in there. All right, stay there, Bo. We're going to try and figure out your age.
All right, Nath, we've got Bo on the line from Mount Field. He's on his way to work. He's about to move some earth. When I asked him how many years he's been doing it, he said, I only have 10 fingers. So I'm going to say it's either more than 10 months or 10 years.
Yeah, got ya.
Or 10 days.
10 days just started.
Some sort of 10 number. He is married. He has one kid, lovely Belle. When asked if he watched Jack Jumpers, he said no. Not a basketball fan, but he will take tickets if they're given away.
I bet he would.
Yeah. If he's watching something on the telly, it's Gold Rush. He visited Vancouver Island, but if he's going to go somewhere here in the state, it's the National Park Hotel, where he's going to have a great northern beer.
The beer from up here. Grace looked at us so funny when we said the quote for that beer. Have you never heard that before?
I've not, no.
Are you not
I'm not, like, fluent in beers, though.
No, that's true. It's not really up your alley.
Yeah. No. Chris doesn't love beer.
No. Mm. Not my favourite thing.
What's your favourite thing?
Probably sleeping.
Remember that time I asked you, this is off air, we were like hypotheticals. I went, if you guys could do anything, like anything in the entire world, what would you do? And Grace, you said?
Have a nap.
Have a nap. So disappointing.
Could have said anything.
The excitement from our executive producer.
All right, I've got an age now.
I've also got an age. Not confident. He's kind of thrown me a little bit, Big Bowie. All right. Jim's gone 42. I've gone 48. Okay, the age game's coming back, guys.
There's no 10 years difference.
Okay, the age game is coming back. We know that for certain. But is there a victory? Jimmy has gone 42. Nath has gone 48. Bo, we bring you back. We got you there, Bowie.
Yeah, you got me there, mate.
All right, Jim has said 42. Nath, 48. Are either of those ages correct, Bo?
No. Very close. Very close, though.
How old are you, Bo?
41, bud.
41! Jim, that was very good. And just like that, you're back. Is Jim back in front, Grace?
No, Nath, you're still leading by 1 year.
See? Anybody's game, mate.
This is crazy.
It's just
crazy.
What?
Stop it.
Okay. 25. Well, what did I say? 25 minutes to 8. No, I forgot what the time was then. I was about to say 25 minutes past 7, but that's wrong, guys. Got to get the time right and right here. It's very important, isn't it, Jim?
Just
because clocks don't exist. But make sure you say it, guys. Say the time. Otherwise, people get upset.
We get a lot of feedback from bosses all over the years saying, you know, make sure. When you get, well, this is Nath, by the way. Jimmy, I'm talking right now. Nath does all this, comes off the song.
It's called the homework, isn't it?
Yeah, and you get in trouble because the bosses go, come on, Nath, when you come off the song, tell people the time. Now, I think still a lot of people listen to radios in their cars.
Yes, correct.
Every car I've been in. Now, producer Grace, you jump in here. Tell me if I'm wrong. The radio where you hit 100.9, you punch that in. Yeah. There's a clock pretty much a couple of centimetres away.
Agreed. But I know plenty of people that don't change their clocks to 6 months of the year because they can't be bothered for daylight savings.
Did I mention all the emails I get when I get it wrong is from producer Grace?
Big no, time I person.
She's got no idea.
Anyway, guys, it's 25 minutes to 8 for those playing along at home going, Nath, just tell us the bloody time. All right, if you want to win $10,000, hit 100.9 is the station that is giving it away, guaranteed. All you got to do is find Jimmy and I dressed as geese.
It's a goose chase, a wild goose chase. It's worth $10,000. Find Jimmy and Nate. They're dressed as geese. Collect the clues and you could win. Big.
IGA, where locals matter.
Yeah, that's right, Jim. Somebody in Hobart is guaranteed to win $10,000 with Hit Hobart's $10,000 wild goose chase. This is very simple. You got to get the clues. You got to get the clues from us between 6 and 9, Eggs, Benny and Dan and Christy. All day, the more clues you collect, the closer you will be to winning $10,000. And we have another secret goose clue we are about to give away if you want it. 131060. No one else will hear this. This clue will not be broadcast on the radio. And this could also be the clue, Jim, that unlocks where we are going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it could be.
It could be.
This could be. This could be the day.
This could be the day we just tell you what the location is.
We don't tell you the, like, we give you the address. You know what I mean?
The coordinates.
And then, the GPS. 42 degrees latitude, 38 degrees longitude.
Just for the record, Jimmy's making those up, and that is not where we will be.
Or is that a clue?
Okay. No, that's not a clue.
But I know what you're saying, and I understand, Grace, what you just said there. Mm.
Yes.
But is that a clue?
It's not a clue.
Just to clarify, not a clue. No, there is no or.
Are you guys trying to throw everyone off and I've just actually said where we are?
No, that's not what's happening.
Or is what you're saying a clue?
What am I saying? I'm saying is yours not a clue.
Exactly. And what does that mean?
Oh, it's a non-clue within a clue. Now I'm confused.
Riddle me this. What word starts with E, finishes with E, but only has one letter in it?
I know the answer to this.
What has this got to do with the clues?
Just wait till you get the answer, okay. Grace.
An envelope.
Oh, it's clever.
Starts with E, finishes E, one letter in it.
What envelope. Letter starts with P, ends with E, and has thousands of letters in it?
Post box.
A plane.
Post office.
Post office. Mm. What do these two things have to do with the Wild Goose Chase?
I can't say because they could be clues.
I don't think they are.
They may not be, but they could be.
13-10-60. If you want a secret goose clue, just to clarify, nothing you've just heard is a clue. And if you want a secret goose clue, that could bring you close to winning $10,000 with our Wild Goose Chase. You've got to jump on the phones right now. Nothing you have just heard is a clue.
No.
It's it with Jimmy Nade. Another Wild Goose Chase clue has just been exclusively given out to people who've called 13-10-60. This could be the clue that brings people closer to winning $10,000. Of course, we do need to thank IGA, our Chase partner, where locals matter. We love IGA. We love the work they do. Without them, there would be no Hit 100.9 Wild Goose Chase, Jim. We wouldn't be in our goose costumes hiding somewhere in Hobart giving away cash, cash, cash.
Yeah, I mean, we could be doing that personally. Mm. But it wouldn't be a competition.
No, 100%.
So thanks to IGA.
Yeah, we've made
it. Locals matter.
And they do matter, don't they?
Nathan, I could have hidden somewhere in goose costumes.
Yeah, but you would have won maybe movie tickets.
Not even that.
Probably nothing.
I would have kept the movie tickets.
I would have given you a shout out.
You know, I've never got movie tickets since we worked here.
I really?
We get other things.
Yeah, but and also we can pony up with some movie tickets.
Can we?
Well, we'll claim them back.
Mate, movies are expensive.
They are actually
popcorn.
Expensive.
Froco.
Well, the problem is you and I, we love
chop top.
We love.
You got a chop top. Do you want anything to eat? Yeah, can I get a chop top?
Have you got any caramel? Chop top, please.
No, I know Nath wants a caramelized chop top. But I'll just take the vanilla. Chop
top. Oh, you just want a plain chop top. Chop top. Grace, what flavour? Chop top. Would you like?
I'm not. No.
What's your favourite flavour?
I like boysenberry.
Boysenberry what? Boysenberry what?
Boysenberry chucked up.
Boysenberry what?
Chucked up.
Boysenberry chucked up.
Just quickly, before we go to the phones.
They were not clues. Do not say that they were clues.
Were they clues?
They were.
Are we hiding the movies?
Are we hiding in a chucked up? A novelty-sized chucked up?
You're being silly.
I'm being silly, am I? I crossed the line.
Producer Grace, did Nath cross
the
line?
Don't go at her.
It's being silly gooses.
Yes.
Geese. Silly geese.
Silly geese. Gooses, you should know. Because
I
you,
should know.
You pick us up.
I should know.
You should know. Nikki from Bridgewater. Hi, Nikki.
Hi.
Hi.
So serious.
So serious, Nikki. Did you get the secret goose clue?
I did.
And what are your thoughts, Nikki?
Oh, it's a bit... Yeah. Lots of the imagination.
Yeah.
Not a fan of the clue, Nick.
No, I am, but I just, it can be used in a lot of different ways.
No, you're so right.
Nikki, final question before we let you go. Obviously, this clue could bring you closer to $10,000. When you go to the movies, you got a favourite flavour of...
Yes, I'd say vanilla.
Vanilla.
No.
Okay, we're writing all those down. Jackson from Old Beach. Hello, Jacko.
Hey, g'day. Oi, oi, oi.
Oi, oi. Thank you for using the official greeting of the show.
You're
Jackson, you heard the clue?
I did.
Yeah, thoughts on it, mate?
Mate, I'm going to keep listening out for the other clues, but I think I already know where you are going to be or where you are right now or however this works. I'm not sure what day you're going to be there, but I think I know where.
Jackson, you think we're there right now?
I don't know when you're going to be there. That's what I want to know.
Yeah, well, maybe...
Is this, that another thing? Do I have to guess what day you're going to be there?
No, maybe, Jackson, maybe this is a clue. Maybe we're going to tell everyone where we're... When, not where, when.
Careful. When. You have to be the first caller to get in on the day. So.
No. We might tell people Friday when it's happening.
Mm. Oh, and I got you.
That could be a clue.
Yeah, Friday 13th, is that right? Friday 13th.
I can't say anything.
We can't say anything, Jackson.
Sounds really dark.
I mean, we'll probably hide during the day.
Who knows?
Yeah, or will we? Cool. I think I know where you're going to be.
Okay.
Jackson, before we let you go, same question to you. When you go to the movies?
What do you order?
What do you order?
When I go to the movies? I haven't been to the movies in a long time, actually.
Jackson, you're missing the point. Have you got a favourite flavour?
No. Go to Cheryl from Rokeby.
No, you had your chance, Jackson. Cheryl from Rokeby. Hi, Shez.
Hi.
Shez, I'm going to rip it off like a Band-Aid. What's your favourite flavour?
Probably vanilla.
Yeah, good.
And popcorn.
Oh, popcorn. Cheryl, did you hear the clue?
Yes, but the clue.
And what are your thoughts on the clue, Shezza?
I'm trying to pin them all together, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's a bit tough, like that, isn't it?
It's tough, isn't it, Cheryl?
I missed your yesterday morning one, though.
Well, yeah, everyone can't get all of them.
No, I missed Monday.
Oh, yeah.
But
Cheryl.
A little bit is better than nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cheryl. $10,000. What would you spend it on, Shezza?
I'd pay me dad's Queensland.
Nice.
Love that.
Love that. Good on you, Cheryl. Thanks for calling.
Competition's over. Cheryl wins.
Cheryl, thank you for calling, okay? We love you.
Oh, okay. So the next clue's with Ben, isn't it?
Yeah,
after 9 o'clock.
Oh, okay then.
See you, Cheryl.
See ya.
Oh, I love Cheryl.
I love Cheryl. She might be my favourite ever caller. Unless Lauren from Kingston's amazing. Hi, Loz.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good, Loz.
Did you love Cheryl, Lauren?
Oh, she was wonderful.
She was lovely. She was great.
Hey, what are you up to this morning, Lauren?
We were out on the southern outlet, but we just made it into the city.
Traffic bad this morning, Lauren?
Well, not too bad.
Not too bad.
Okay. You heard the clue, Loz?
We did. The kids and I have heard it.
Mm-hmm. And thoughts?
They may be open to brides at school today.
Mm. I'll be honest, I don't hear what you said, so I just went, Our Tasmania Jack Jumpers, they are in the big dance, Jim. They are in the grand final playoffs against the Sydney Kings after knocking off Melbourne United yesterday. Huge.
Nath, get the round of applause ready for the CEO of MyState Bank Arena and the CEO of the Tasmania Jack Jumpers. Yeah, he's got a DOS CEO.
Yeah, he's a DOS
hat.
CEO.
He's got two hats. Much like before the season started, we begged and pleaded with this man to let us MC the games. I don't know if our contract has finals in it, so let's beg and plead him again. Please welcome to the show, Simon Brookhouse.
Brookie!
Gentlemen, how are you?
Oh, mate, we are over the moon. I cannot imagine how you must be feeling. We are going to the big dance. In any of your dizziest daydreams, did you imagine this would happen?
Oh, it'd be fair to say it wasn't expected early on, but once we got into the finals, we always thought we were a chance, and we obviously finished the season very strong. So here we are, we've got a chance to try and lift a trophy.
Now, well, Brookie, can we MC? Is that all right, Brookie? We're free Sunday.
Yeah, that's fine, guys. It's $5,000 for each of you.
Yeah, that's wow,
weirdly cheaper.
You made us pay $10,000 each during the season,
Brookie. Yeah. I mean, obviously, are you still in Melbourne, or have you come back now?
No, nah, still in Melbourne, leaving about an hour.
Right, okay. Can you talk us through that fourth quarter when you guys were all sitting there? Brookie is notorious for just walking around. He can't sit still when the Jack Jumpers are playing.
Did they let you walk around in Melbourne?
Or did you have to sit still, Brookie?
No, it's a bit rude to walk around the opposition's court, so I had to sort of sit still. I was on my feet for most of the last quarter, but we had a great contingent of fans over there. It was really exciting to see how many Tasmanians came over, and that noise they made, even the Melbourne United supporters were commenting on how loud our guys were and what a lift it gave our players. So it was very exciting.
Well, yeah, Brooke, I don't know if you've had a chance to watch any of it on TV or any of the replays, but Nathan and I were texting a whole bunch of people. Mm. And, yeah, during the fourth quarter, you could hear the march. Yeah. And me and Nathan texting going, surely they're not playing Luca Brasi in Melbourne. It sounded like, yeah, the people who travelled were very loud.
Yeah, that was fantastic. It was really unbelievable, to be honest. I sort of, they were all up in behind where we were sitting, our team and staff, and it just got louder and louder as the game went on. And you could tell it because we were behind our players' bench, and it just lifted our guys, and they were getting into it, revving up the crowd, and it really did make a difference.
Brookie, this has got to be, and then they were saying this in the commentary yesterday, this has got to be one of the biggest ever Australian sports stories for a team to enter a national competition for the first time and to make the grand final. Do you think you guys have realised what kind of history you guys have made with the first season?
Oh, look, I don't think it's really sunk in. I mean, you hear all of those comments, but to be honest, we're just focusing on the next game and getting tickets on sale for our fans and everything for Sunday. So one day at the end of it all, we'll sit down and we'll will certainly enjoy the moment.
Well, look, just before we do chat about tickets when they go on sale and how it's sort of going to work, Brookie, I do want to ask you, last night they kept saying, as Nath mentioned on the broadcast, they were like, this is a movie. This is a movie. This never happens. This is a movie. So if it was a movie, Brookhouse, who would play you in said movie?
That's a very good question. I'll leave that up to you guys, to be honest.
Nathan and I were saying...
My area of expertise.
We were saying Brad Pitt with glasses. What do you think?
He's a bit short, isn't he?
The first person ever to be upset that Brad Pitt is playing.
Disgusted. Because it's just Brad Pitt.
What is wrong with you?
We're humble and hungry, remember?
Well, so tickets, Brookie. When are they going on sale? How's it going to work?
10 o'clock in the morning. Pre-sale for 14 and 12 game members and then throughout the day. Just keep an eye on the socials. And we can confirm with everyone we've worked with Ticketek so we don't have the problems that we had last week. So hopefully it'll be a smooth transition for everybody to get on board.
Absolutely. MyState Bank Arena is going to erupt on Sunday in the grand final, taking on the Sydney Kings. Simon Brookie Brookhouse, massive round of applause for you, for the team, for the coach. Awesome effort. We cannot wait to be there. Blow the roof off in the ants' nest this Sunday, okay?
Thanks, guys. Looking forward to it.
And that is all, folks.
Yeah, that's it. You can turn it off now.
It is done. Click. Does it make a noise when you stop a podcast?
Not really, does it?
No.
You've never got the end of a podcast.
No, I always give up halfway.
Ours or any podcast?
Any podcast.
I don't think I ever get to the end of any podcast.
No, because you know when it's the official end. You know what I mean? Like the end of the content, and then there's always some silly message on the end.
Yeah, there's
by the hosts.
Just going, all right, well, next thing.
The classic, why are you still here? Yeah. Like you didn't do any of that. Yeah.
So why are you still here?